following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They have incredible giveaways, promotions, and the new Ascend Sportsbook is now open with live sports wagering inside Soaring Eagle. And their summer outdoor concert series will feature some of the biggest shows ever in Mount Pleasant. Indoor shows happening. They have the Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel right across from the casino property. The upscale accommodations at the retreat. Everything you need is at SoaringEagleCasino.com or download the Eagle Access app. Tuesdays are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Welcome back to the Huge Show. It is hour number two, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan or wherever you may be listening to us. Use the iHeartRadio app. Just search 96.1 The Game, our flagship home out there in GR, or you can find us at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. It's a pleasure to be riding along with you, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your afternoon. Weekdays from 3 until 6, and sometimes on delay at a couple of stations as well. That's Superfly Brett Hayes. Find him on Twitter at TheBrettHayes. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino on Twitter, filling in for the Huge One again today. He'll be back in the chair going to Tully Moore tomorrow, and then I'll be back on Thursday. So very much looking forward to hanging out with all of you in the afternoons, wherever you may be listening. All across the state. It is an absolute pleasure. Text the keyword HUGE. That's HUGE, H-U-G-E. Send it to 21,000. That's the phone number. Just punch it into your messages. 21000. Text the keyword HUGE. You can opt in and share your thoughts on whatever you'd like in regards to any of our topics or something that's on your mind as well. Maybe you have a burning question. 1-866-838-HUGE is the phone number. 1-866-838-4843, the NBA world. I mean, Kyrie Irving, we talked about it yesterday. Guess what? He opted into his $36.5 million player option with the Nets. You know what that says to me, folks? I think it's pretty open, pretty simple. The team gave him, hey, go ahead, go find yourself. Go find yourself a trade partner, and we'll see what happens from there. Well, nobody called except for the LA Lakers, and their deal, according to sources, was not approved by the Brooklyn Nets. So Kyrie took to his partners over at the Athletic, Shams, sends him a little statement. Quote, normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you all in the fall. And then signs it 11A11EVEN. How he signs it. 11. Kyrie Irving, those who dare to be different, lead us into tomorrow. When I think of great leaders in the world, great leaders of this country, people that are doing great work to advance humanity, Kyrie Irving, absolutely top of my list. Wow. I mean, what a guy. I mean, think about it. Scheduled for 82 games, doesn't get vaccinated to play, so then he can't play in New York, regardless of what you think about the vaccine. Don't care about that, but hey, it was a requirement, but he decided not to do it. So he couldn't play in any of those games. Then he leaves the team to attend, family matter, serious business. But that family matter and serious business, he's out at a party, like in some sort of club. Interesting. Kyrie Irving, the king of paid time off. Nobody gets more PTO than Kyrie Irving for $36.5 million. Are you kidding me? And you wonder why nobody wanted him? He's a little flaky. Yeah, he's a little flaky. That's right. That's why nobody wanted him. And if you are, as I was mentioning yesterday, what we refer to as the LeBron James franchise fatigue factor, somebody went to call me out on Twitter and then deleted it. I think maybe they got ahead of themselves and waited to hear my full explanation of what that means. The former 2011-2012 Rookie of the Year, three-time All-NBA, seven-time All-Star, 2016 NBA champion, 2011-2012 All-Rookie selection, and All-Star Game MVP in 2013-2014, has played more than 72 games, 72 or more games, one time in his career. Pardon me, twice. 2014, 2015, he started and played in 75 games. 2016, 2017, 72 games. 60 games, 67 games, 20 games, 54 games, 29 games last season. The guy could put the biscuit in the basket, but is he worth the headache? And so where I was going with the LeBron James franchise fatigue factor is, simply put, where are your assets? After you acquire LeBron James, you are forced to expend all of those assets to try to pick up everybody and their mother in order to play with LeBron James. For some reason, you thought Anthony Davis was a good idea. The dude's made out of paper mache, talking about people that can't stay healthy. That would be Anthony Davis. Oh, and the other guy, Russell Westbrook, the guy who's now complaining that he's being bullied online because he hits the side. He hits the side of the backboard when he shoots the basketball. Like, are you kidding me? You are the only one in control of your destiny. You are the only one. All you can do is the best you have with what you've got, where you're at. You could apply that to professional sports. You could apply that to everyday life. Do the best you can where you're at with what you've got. Russell, get in the gym and shoot shots. Oh, but he doesn't know how to play because he doesn't have the ball in his hands all the time. Wow, well, that's interesting, because you mean to tell me the same thing didn't exactly work out in Houston too when you had James Harden? Oh, wait, James Harden doesn't work out anywhere either. Why, guy? He's not a winner. He's not a winner. He can get you 40 points on a random Wednesday in February, get into the playoffs, choke. So then you try to assemble Kevin Durant, whose only titles came when he jumped on the Golden State Warriors bandwagon, along with Kyrie Irving, who's a flake, and James Harden, who constantly has to be dribbling. And you thought that was going to work. Okay. And Kyrie's talking about opting out, and KD's like, well, I might have to leave too. Why? Huh. I am so glad. You know, months ago, before Ben Simmons was traded from Philly to Brooklyn, months ago, people were telling me, in the mornings on X's and Bros, right here on this very network, we need to go after Ben Simmons. That's the kind of star power we need. That's what they told me. I'm like, are you guys smoking crack? No way. Ben Simmons? Are you kidding me? Look, folks, I come from a blue-collar family. Neither one of my parents have a college education. Neither one of them. Neither one of them. My dad was a United States Marine, went on to be a police officer. My mother's worked in a family grocery store her entire life. Right? You do the best you can where you're at with what you've got. We're blue-collar people. We're just like you, driving around in your car, headed to work, coming home from work. You had a long day. You're not getting paid $36.5 million to sit out half the season and whine and complain about playing back-to-backs. We had to play three games in 4 days. I get it. It's hard. I understand. That's the job. You're not a coal miner in West Virginia. You're not working at a slaughterhouse at a farm in the middle of Ohio. You're not running your own small business. You're not a pipe fitter. You're not an electrician. You're not a steel worker. You're not an iron worker. You're the most part-time employee I've ever seen. And you wonder why teams weren't chomping at the bit to off. No, folks, when people were telling me Ben Simmons, for as athletic as he is. Oh, he's a great defender, great passer. Oh, Bolito. AB, we got to get him. We got to get him. We got to get Ben Simmons. I did this in group chats with people that I know that I had to disown after this. I did this with folks on the radio. Why would you want a guy that will, at his height, not jump up and dunk the basketball in a playoff game and instead pass it off? He's underneath the hoop. He doesn't have the mental makeup. I've been saying that for years. He could not shoot at LSU. Think about it like this. LeBron James, Le Flop, the king of convenience. If LeBron James went to Ohio State, which would have been a school, if he would have went to Ohio State and played 4 years at Ohio State, how many national championships would LeBron James have won at Ohio State? Four? You think four? Think he goes four for four there? I think so. I'm wondering who in college basketball is stopping LeBron James. He went from high school directly into the professional ranks and was good. Ben Simmons couldn't get LSU to the tournament. You people wanted him on the Pistons? Are you nuts? NFW, as my mother would say. She's probably listening to me in the grocery store right now, getting aggravated about something. I would imagine that's what she's doing. I mean, my God, what is going on here? It is preposterous that people keep throwing their money at these guys. You know, John Wall's another one. He's going to clear waivers. He's going to sign with the Clippers. The ultimate swindler. They should arrest John Wall for larceny. He has stolen from every team he's played for. The guy hasn't been good in 6 years. You kidding me right now? These people wanted Ben Simmons. And the minute that times got tough, Ben Simmons did the most convenient thing ever. Because once he said it, you can't say anything about it. You know what he said? Mental health. Boom. Case closed. Hands off. Can't ridicule him because mental health, right? That's what it is now. Now it's a crutch. Now the people that actually are suffering from it, you got everybody else crying wolf. Why? Because life is hard. That's why. Not everything's going to go your way. That's why. You know, we like to call that adversity. You know what adversity builds? Character. There's a reason they tell you these things in middle school sports, in junior high sports, and in high school sports, and all throughout your life. And for all of those of you that are listening to sports radio, I'm sure at some point in your life, you played a competitive sport at some point and had a coach tell you that adversity builds character. These guys just run from it because they know they can't compete. They're not going to beat Draymond, Steph, and Clay. They're not beating them. You kidding me? Jordan Poole and the Splash Brothers? No way. You're not beating Boston. You want to know why? Homegrown. Built through the draft. Look at what Troy Weaver's doing. Building through the draft. These are the guys I want. I want guys that embrace the city. I want guys that know a little bit about the history of the Bad Boys. I want a little bit of the going to work Pistons. I don't want to throw money at a bunch of guys like Ben Gordon and Charlie Villanueva. Josh Smith, are you kidding me? If that Josh Smith deal would happen today, I would run into traffic. What a debacle that was. Stan Van making the pull for Blake Griffin, last ditch effort, trying to save things. That was just terrible. You saw what Blake Griffin did last year, which wasn't much of anything, so you probably didn't see him. These guys are something else. I love the NBA. I love that association. I love that league. But come on. Kyrie had recently just called Stephen A. Smith a peon. Okay. That's it. You don't like the critiques and the criticism. You're not fulfilling your job. Who applies for a job and then says, well, you know, you're it's a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Well, I can only work Tuesdays and Thursdays until 3. Probably shouldn't get the job. But if you're Kyrie, just take the days off anyways. This is what you get. I know Draymond talks a lot about the new media. No, it's the old guard. We're the ones that have to keep everybody on task. And all these guys just keep running for the most convenient, easy. Not going to beat them. Back, hey, the ACC is making a move here that might change Power 5 football. Will the SEC, the Pac-12, and the Big Ten, will they follow suit? We'll get into it next here on The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
Coming right at you, the excitement you've been waiting for. Eagle Casino and Sports. Mobile sports betting made in Michigan and made for Michigan. All the point spreads, props, parlays, and more at one exciting site. PlayEagle.com. Sign up today and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000. Eagle Casino and Sports. Go to PlayEagle.com and start winning today. Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network. Great to be right along with you. Anthony Bellino in the chair today for The Huge One, Bill Simonson. He'll be back tomorrow, coming to you live from the beautiful Tullymore. Can't wait to be there. I wonder if he's playing Tullymore or St. Ives tomorrow. I haven't gotten any details on that. Visit TullymoreGolf.com. That's the website. And head on out to Tullymore, about an hour north of GR, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. Up North Golf without the drive, folks. Love me some Tullymore. That's Brett Hayes. Find him on Twitter at TheBrettHayes. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Share your thoughts with us. You can text the keyword HUGE, send it to 21000 HUGE to 21000, or give us a dial on the HUGE Show hotline, 1-866-838-HUGE, 1-866-838-4843. Now I want to get to this story that, by the way, my buddy Isaiah Hole over at the Wolverines Wire just wrote a really good piece. I just retweeted it. So if you're looking for something good to read, it is on NIL and the landscape that is changing very rapidly by the day in the world of college athletics. So you can find it. Like I said, I just retweeted it at AC Bellino. My buddy Isaiah wrote it for the Wolverines Wire as a part of USA Today. By the way, I saw that UFOs in San Diego, what did we see? A pattern of 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Very still, very bright orange, reddish lights, multiple floating lights over the ocean. Oh, that's interesting. Very, very strange. I saw that happening today as well. Things are just getting weirder and weirder, aren't they? My goodness, it never stops. But anyways, back over to sports now. The ACC is doing something that is going to follow sort of kind of suit with what the Big 12 has done. The Big 12 does it because, well, they didn't have enough teams. Right, the Big 12 landscape is going to change as well once Texas and Oklahoma defect and go to the SEC, which shouldn't be allowed, but that's another story for another day. But at the time, the Big 12 only had, what, 10 teams? Right, and so they've done their best to try to expand a little bit and to withstand the blow of Oklahoma and Texas leaving, because that is, I mean, though you talk about water carriers, my goodness. But as for everybody else, there mostly are divisions. An East and a West, an Atlantic and a Coastal, a North and a South, right? Just like anything else. Like, we love divisions. Divisions are great. The Mountain West conferences and their divisions. The North and South, the Pac-12, the East and West, and the SEC, East and West, and the Sun Belt, right? That's the way it all works out. We had Legends and Leaders. Those were ridiculous names. They just decided to go East and West, and we run into a problem in the Big Ten. We'll get to that issue here coming up in a second. But the ACC and what they're going to do, they're going to drop divisions. making 2022 the final year of the Atlantic and Coastal divisions. This is something college basketball has done. I believe the Mid-American Conference was like the last conference to do so. But starting in 2023, the ACC announced it's going to move to its 3-5-5 format, in which each team has three permanent rivalry games that are played annually. The other 10 teams, the 5-5, those opponents will rotate every other year. So you have your three guarantees, then your rotators of 5-5 in what I assume would be just like clusters or groups or however they're going to do this. Now, this, according to their commissioner, Jim Phillips, who said in a statement, quote, "The future ACC football scheduling model provides significant enhancements for our schools and conference, with the most important being our student athletes," it's always great, "having the opportunity to play every school both home and away over a four-year period. We appreciate the thoughtful discussions within our membership, including the head football coaches and ADs. In the end, it was clear in this model, it is in the best interest of our student athletes, programs, and fans at this time." The plans for a shift back to single division formats gained some steam during the league's spring meetings in May. And the ACC hoped to improve its TV inventory of marquee games, which student interest, right? Yeah. Interesting, this new format would not have altered the teams playing in the ACC title game in 7 of the last 8 years. Now, Notre Dame joined the conference on a one-year basis due to COVID-19. So they, you know, with the 15 members, they scrapped the divisions. Clemson and Notre Dame match up in the league's title game. Both teams ultimately making it to the CFP. The ACC is now the 5th FBS league to scrap divisions. The Big 12 has operated without those divisions, like I mentioned, since 2011, after Nebraska, Missouri, and Texas A&M bounced. Missouri and Texas A&M went to the SEC, Nebraska to the Big 10. I don't like any of it. The American did away with their divisions format last year when UConn departed to go independent. The Pac-12 and the Mountain West have also voted to eliminate divisions for 2023. The SEC expects to follow suit, but we'll see what their format leads to. Where does that lead the Big 10? So in the new scheduling format, they were able to preserve some traditional rivalries like Clemson-FSU, Florida State, Miami, NC State, UNC, Virginia, Virginia Tech. They're all there annually, but it does mess up a couple of rivalries, most notably two teams that have played every year since 1910. The league's longest running uninterrupted rivalry is NC State and Wake Forest. Now, how many of you knew that? Raise your hands. Don't raise your hands if you're driving, though. Keep your hands on the wheel. Under this new scheduling plan, Pitt has the easiest schedule. Its permanent rivals are, get this, Boston College, Syracuse, and Virginia Tech. Their combined winning percentage is just 38% of their Power 5 games during the playoff era. Georgia Tech, on the other hand, they got Clemson, Louisville, and Wake Forest combining for 60% winning percentage during the playoff era. So what does this look like then for our teams, right? What would that look like? And start to piece this together a little bit in your head on how we would put this whole thing together. Let's say, because I'm a Michigan man, I have a Michigan football helmet on my desk, the C-Web jersey behind me, you've heard me say it a million times, let's go with Michigan. Who would you pick to be Michigan's rivals under a 3-5-5 format? Because the Big Ten with 14 teams and ACC with 14 teams, it would work. Who would those three rivals be? Well, Ohio State is a no-brainer, right? Okay. Do you put Michigan State in there? Because I think you got to have Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota has played Michigan as many times as Ohio State has, 104. 104 times they played against each other. Would it be Minnesota, Ohio State, and Michigan State? Ugh. That's kind of rough. Well, what if you're Michigan State? And I'm basing this purely off of the number of head-to-head games these schools have played against other teams. What if you're Michigan State? Your number one team that you've played the most is Michigan. You have 96 contests against Michigan. You're 36-56-4 all time. Don't forget that, Sparty. Indiana is number two with Purdue right there tied at number two as well. They've played 67 times. Notre Dame's in there at 65 times. Northwestern, 57. Who does Michigan State play? So obviously you keep Michigan as a rival, as one of your three rivalry games. But then what do? You get Indiana and Purdue? Well, I mean, did you take Penn State? I mean, you've played Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Notre Dame, Purdue, Indiana, and Michigan all more times you've played Penn State. I don't know. I mean, it's a good game, though. 17-17-1, and even 500, that's always fun. I mean, what do you do? If you're Ohio State, what are your three games? Because if Michigan's got Ohio State as one of theirs, and Michigan State has Ohio State as one of theirs, well, then Ohio State gets what? Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State? Then we're doing the same thing we're doing right now, which is one division has all the nuts. Nobody else has any. I know Wisconsin. I get it. I know. Whatever, Wisconsin. Iowa, they were cute last year. They got blown out in the Big Ten championship game. Like, if you scrap the divisions, I mean, all right, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I know that we have way too many teams playing Division I college football. I know that we have no set criteria on what it actually takes to qualify for the playoff. You know how you qualify for the playoff in the NFL? You win your division. Or in today's day and age, which is relatively new, you could be one of the three wild card teams, the expanded super wild card weekend. So you either win your division or you are one of the three teams with the next best records that didn't win the division. Okay. Well, all right. Well, I mean, yeah, it works in football. We know how it goes. If you're in the NBA, you're one of the top eight teams, you make it in the playoffs. They expanded that to 9 and 10 for the play-in games. So 7, 8, 9, and 10 got to play to get into the actual playoff. Do we count those statistics? I don't know what we do with those play-in games. I'm not really sure yet. Major League Baseball. You know you got to win your division. If you don't, you go to the wild card. Right? It's not that hard. A hockey that's been jumbled around a few times, finish top three in your division or be one of the next best two to be a wild card. Everybody's happy. But you can't do that in college football, can you? Because divisions are so lopsided. I mean, you have Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State all in the East Division with Maryland, Rutgers, and Indiana hanging out. You're like, what is that? On the West, you have Minnesota. They always sound good at first. I think PJ Fleck, the carriage might have turned into a pumpkin at this point. Wisconsin, always going to be consistent, going to be 9 or 10 wins every year. And Iowa? Okay. All right. With Illinois, Nebraska, and Northwestern? I mean, Northwestern's good once every 5 years. We know that. Nebraska's Nebraska. They're going to play a lot of games really close. It just is what it is. You know, Nebraska was 1-8 in Big Ten play, 3-9 overall, and outscored their opponents 335-272. Not 0-6 against the AP top 25, losers of 6 in a row to end the season. I mean, it's Nebraska football. How do you outscore your opponents by 50 plus points, 60 plus points, and be 1-6 in your conference and 3-9 overall? That's ridiculous. So maybe the Big Ten does decide to scrap it, but then you're going to have the biggest problem. Who's Iowa's rivals? Who are going to be Wisconsin's? I mean, Michigan, I threw in Minnesota because it's a trophy game. If you're Michigan, you have the game. That's Ohio State. That's priority number one. Right? I know. Michigan State week, I was as good about it as I can be. Right? I tried my very best, and there's nothing better. Like week 7, it was great. Both teams are undefeated. Games in East Lansing, a lot of hype. My team lost. It is what it is. I had to hear about it from everybody and their mother, and you know, it just is what it is. But then my team went on to win, you know, beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten championship and go to the college football playoff. And I went on the trip and I had a great time. And, you know, for all the Spartan fans that had something to say, I went to the Orange Bowl. What did you do? You didn't do anything. You sat home and watched it. So, you know, that was my rebuttal, right? That was my response to the whole thing. I was there. What did you do? I went for free. I didn't pay for anything. I didn't pay for a hotel. I didn't pay for a flight. I didn't pay for a ticket. I didn't pay for a damn thing. How great was that? I'm just along for the ride. Howdy doody. Let's go to the Orange Bowl. I'm in. Harbaugh for Heisman. Right? So I don't know what they're going to do and how they're going to make all of this happen. But one thing is for certain. College football needs a set criteria. They need a governing body to get control of all of this, and they need to do so at a rapid, rapid pace, like yesterday, because this just isn't working. The NCAA has lost full control. NIL is now pay for play. It's name, image, and likeness some places, and it's just pay for play in other places. We'll offer you $100,000 to come play here. Guy's a prospect, hasn't done anything. Hasn't done anything. And I was like, well, all right. Okay, you got an incoming freshman who's going to get $100,000, and you got a senior on the team that's done it all, and what is that? You know, like, it just doesn't, none of this is right. I'm okay with name, image, and likeness and the spirit of it. EA puts out a video game, they make sales. If you're in the video game, you get a percentage. If your jersey sells, you get a percentage. If you want to monetize a YouTube channel or go live on Instagram or endorse products, whatever, then great. You know, if I was Trojan brand, you know which Trojans I'm talking about. Yeah, I'd be all over the football team. Yeah, 100%. Like, but that's in the spirit of name, image, and likeness. Somebody who has earned the profile and the pedigree. Like, you might look at Arch Manning. Can we just call him Archie? Do we have to call him Arch? Arch Manning. Whatever. The latest Manning kid that just committed to Texas. Now, there's a kid with some star power. Why? Because of his name. So if he's a legacy deal, he's a legacy deal. It is what it is. It happens every day in America. Get over it. You want to stop it? Go be great, and then you can build your own legacy for your kids. Or you could sit there and cry about it and not do anything. You can do that, too. The choice is yours. You get, 24 hours in a day. Make something happen, Captain. Quit sitting down and complaining about it. But if you're Arch Manning, okay, there's a name, there's a brand. You could walk in as a freshman and say, yeah, well, I mean, look at my uncles. Look at my family. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Okay, great. The running back from Texas that's probably going to go high in the first round, they gave him a Lamborghini. I think that's one of those things where you got to protect young people from themselves. I am not jealous of the young man with the Lamborghini. I'm more concerned from his health and safety because that's a very fast car. It's a very fast car. And at some point, somebody's got to be an adult in the room and say, yeah, you know what? I know what I was doing, what I was like at 20. Maybe he's better than me at 20. Athletically, obviously he is. But personally, maybe he's just more mature than I was at 20. Bought a Lamborghini at 20, 21, 22 years old. I don't know, folks. That ain't exactly a recipe for success. And that's across the board. So if it's name, image, and likeness, you're actually endorsing products. You're monetizing your name, your image, and your likeness. Great. But if it's pay for play, then it's a disaster. We've got conferences going different directions. They're shaking divisions. Do we even need a championship game? Can we please get some sort of concrete scheduling, for God's sakes? Please. I already have the model. The model's been done. It's on paper. It's on the website somewhere, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Wherever you finish the prior year, if you play Power 5 football, if you're in the Big Ten, we'll start with the Big Ten. Then you play the equivalent of the finishers in the other Power 5 conferences. So the other four conferences there, the ACC, the SEC, the Big 12, the Pac-12, you rotate home away, and you go play. If you finish first, you go get the first place team in the SEC, the ACC, Big 12, Pac-12. Plain and simple. You get one more non-conference game, and that's your regional group of five affiliate. And if you're Michigan and Toledo wins the MAC, then welcome home, Toledo. Come on up to Ann Arbor. There you go. And there's their bye game. They get that money. That keeps the system sort of kind of running the way it is. And it would work the same way with the group of five. So if you're in the MAC, you go and you finish first in the MAC, you go take on the first place team in Conference USA and the first place team in the Mountain West and the first place team in the Fun Belt. In the first place team in the American. And then you get your Power 5 affiliate. Now we have concrete scheduling. So now I've just given you five games. Play seven conference games. Boom. Done. Simple as that. Team with the best record? Let them go. Do we need a conference championship game? Okay, so if we do need a conference championship game, then there's our 13th game. There's our extra data point to service the College Football Playoff Committee when they held out the Big 12 and said they didn't have that 13th data point that they needed, which then all of a sudden teams didn't need the 13th data point because we had that happen where teams did win their conference championship game but still made the College Football Playoff because there's no criteria. We don't know who makes it. It's an arbitrary group of people that have put together an arbitrary list based on what they deem to be the top 25 teams in a made-for-television event that airs Tuesday nights. That's what it is. But we can't fix it, even though the fix is simple. Here's the other portion of this that's going to hurt some feelings. All right, so bear with me. Grip the steering wheel a little tight. Buckle up. Hold on to your butts. There are too many teams in Division I FBS D1A football. There are. If we have the group of five and the power five, that's 10 conferences. You only need 12 teams per conference. The last 13 teams that have joined D1, guess what? You're out. Goodbye. Safeway. Adios. We don't need them. We don't need them. Sorry if that hurts your feelings. Now, as for the rest of these lunatics, I'm talking to you, UConn, UMass, New Mexico State, Liberty, Army. I support the troops. I do not support your independence. BYU, Notre Dame. In the words of the great Ben Franklin, join or die. Either get in a conference or you're out. I'm tired of making all these rules and saying, oh, and Notre Dame. So what? Well, we want to keep your TV deal on NBC. I don't care. Get in the Big Ten or get out. But I'm tired of making specific special rules to cater to them. I'm a Catholic. You don't have to worry, folks. It's okay. I know that their coach is going to do a hell of a job. Marcus Freeman's going to be a hell of a coach. Notre Dame is going to be a problem. I understand that. Join a conference, most notably the Big Ten. Oh, well, what are you going to do with the Big Ten? Let me tell you what I do with the Big Ten. Notre Dame is in. Goodbye, Nebraska. See you later. You can go right back to the Big 12. Well, and now we're down to 13 teams. Rutgers. See ya. Maryland. Bye-bye. Now we're to 11 teams. Add in Notre Dame. We're back to 12 teams. Was it that complicated? Was it really that hard? I just solved the problem. As for the last 10 to 13 teams that have joined college football at the D1 level, you're out. If you're independent, you're out. And that's just the way that it is. You want to get all bent out of shape over Army-Navy? Have Army join a conference. But one of these other teams got to go. Sorry if Temple doesn't, East Carolina doesn't get my blood going. You know what I mean? Apologize for that. Liberty, UAB, University of Texas, San Antonio, Old Dominion, Charlotte. Come on. Get out of here. There you go. Just start cutting teams out. And I've fixed the problem. We'll be back with more of the Huge Show after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
From the biggest of big games to the littlest of the little.
There you go!
Oh,
no, first base!
Go, run!
Whenever you shop Meijer, you help support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. From some of the biggest stadiums in the state to the familiar fields down the street, you're helping make a difference to the people and places you call home. Learn more at Meijer.com/community.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
When it comes to gaskets in your vehicle, if you've got a leak, you've got a problem. Instead of waiting for leaks to happen, get it right the first time with a reliable Felpro gasket. The gasket professionals trust. Felpro Permatorque MLS, Permadry Plus, and Permadry proprietary technologies are designed to ensure a reliable seal on all worn and imperfect surfaces. So stop your leaks and rely on Felpro. Available at your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts stores, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back to The Huge Show here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino filling in for The Huge One. Bill Simonson, he's back in action in the big chair, but the big chair is on location. He's going remote from the beautiful Tullymore. Tullymore and St. Ives. Play St. Ives in the morning. A couple hot dogs at the turn. I don't know why hot dogs at the turn are such. Some people, I got a couple friends I play with, and these guys load up at the turn. It's like the turn is like getting off the highway at a rest stop. Like I'm like, come on, guys, keep it moving. What are we doing out here? I'm trying to play in under 3 hours or less. Jeez Louise, that's Brett Hayes. I'm Anthony Bellino. Find Brett on Twitter at TheBrettHayes. You can find me at AC Bellino, coming to you live from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio. Text us, use the keyword HUGE, send it to 21,000, or call us on the HUGE Show hotline, 1-866-838-HUGE, 1-866-838-4843. Brett Hayes, is Fred still over there?
No, he just wanted me to ask you a question.
Ooh, asking all these questions. All right, yes. Go ahead.
He said that you fixed college football, but how would you fix college basketball?
How would I fix college basketball? So this is interesting because when it comes to college basketball, the biggest issue that I see on a day-to-day basis, and because a few of my constituents, friends, whatever you want to call them, acquaintances, they a lot of them work in college basketball because I work in college basketball. And the biggest issue we run into, so a buddy of mine coaches at Ohio University. His name is Kyle Barlow. Coach Barlow was at Michigan under John Beilein doing his GA years there, and then left, got a director of ops and then an assistant coaching position at Toledo, left Toledo and then went down to OU. So he's in the MAC, in a successful MAC program at that, one that can win the MAC tournament, one that can get into tournament games, and win those too. Remember, they upset Virginia 2 years ago. The biggest issue is with the way that college basketball is structured, there is no benefit for high major teams to do anything outside of play other high major teams or play conference games. So that's why high major teams, like let's say, for instance, Michigan. I forget what Texas team we have. I keep saying Texas Southern, but I don't even think it was them. I don't even know who it was. Some team that had just entered Division I. There's 300 million teams in Division I basketball. I don't like the idea that's being kicked around right now where the high major programs are thinking about defecting and doing their own tournament. I don't like that at all. I think what makes March Madness great is that, you know, teams have the ability to get into the tournament, and then anything can happen. It's a one-game eliminator. That's what makes NFL football in the college football playoff so special, even though the college football playoff, everything is so weighted towards a handful of teams that the sport lacks parity. I don't even know. I mean, people watch it. I support my team, but if the college football playoff doesn't involve Michigan, I really don't have a lot of interest in it. Like, do I really want to see Alabama? I mean, I watch it because that's the job, but I mean, do I want to see Alabama or Georgia or Clemson win again? Like, no. I mean, it's ridiculous. But the one-game eliminator, much like the NFL, it brings March Madness to the forefront. I like the idea where the small schools, where if they win their conference, you should get in, because I think that the conference tournaments are a pure money grab. I don't like those at all. I'd rather see the team that was good for 3 months be rewarded with the tournament berth versus the team that was good for, you know, 3 days during their conference tournament. So that's the one thing I would do at the mid-major level. The high major, like, yeah, you're going to want to see 6-7 Big Ten, ACC, Pac-12 teams in. You're going to want to see that. That's going to be better than, you know, seeing four teams from the Colonial. That's the only thing that I would switch, though. I would get rid of championship week and give it to the conference champions. They earned it throughout the course of the season. We'll be back. Hour three next, Michigan Sports Network.
Big, bad, huge.